WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. An early morning fatal crash is causing big problems on a major Prince George's County commuter route this morning. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's the latest?
Well, this is 210 Indian Head Highway, highly traveled here for the morning commute, shut down between Palmer Road and Livingston Road. And Bill, authorities at the scene say this could be closed until at least 8 o'clock this morning for this investigation. And they're also releasing the information. The crash happened in the southbound lanes, but one of the vehicles traveling in the wrong direction. Drivers of each of the cars pronounced dead on the scene, unfortunately, and there were no passengers in those cars. I'll have more coming up in traffic.
They haven't had a raise in 9 years, and now the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors have voted to raise supervisors' pay by 62%. Now, the raise won't take effect for 3 more years, but the vote in favor of the big pay increase was 5-4. Come October, O.J. Simpson will be a free man. The former NFL star has been granted parole after serving nearly 9 years in a Nevada prison for a botched effort to snatch up sports memorabilia in Las Vegas.
He stays in this prison until about October. A little before that, he'll go to another facility in southern Nevada, and that's where he will make his exit. Also, those commissioners, they will hash out the very detailed terms and conditions of his parole, and they sent him a message. They said if he breaks any of the rules while on parole, he could be right back in a facility here in Nevada.
Correspondent Paul Verkaman. So the big question now is, what's next for O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson told the parole board that once he's out of prison, he wants to spend time with family.
I do have 4 kids. I miss a lot of time with those kids.
But he'll also have to make a living. And Ron Blitzer with LawNews.com says regardless of what O.J. does,
any income that he earns in the future, whether it's by doing autograph signings or any other thing that brings in money, at least a portion of that, if not all of the income that he would get from that, would be paid out to the Goldmans.
Blitzer spoke on the Larry O'Connor Show. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Thousands of drivers are still illegally passing stopped school buses in Montgomery County.
I'm sad to announce that through June 15th, so from October to June, we issued 16,000 citations for people illegally passing school buses.
County Police Captain Tom Didone says that's one reason they are now doubling the number of school buses outfitted with cameras to catch those drivers. But Didone says the goal is not to collect more fines from tickets. It's to get drivers to stop illegally passing school buses. Want your driver's license on your phone? Well, there's an app for that now. Maryland is launching a pilot program to test a phone-based digital driver's license. Volunteers are now working with various institutions and businesses to test out those digital IDs. There were protests last night in Minneapolis over the police shooting of Justine Ruschek.
Among those in the crowd, Valerie Castile, the mother of Philando Castile. He was fatally shot by a cop in the area last year.
Like I said, after the verdict, they were going to kill again, and they have. And I think it's our duty and our obligation, and the spirit of my son led us over here to speak with the family.
An investigation into the shooting is underway. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Maryland regulators are threatening to sue the EPA. State officials say the federal agency has failed to address the state's request last year for a federal crackdown on upwind air pollution from the Midwest. Maryland Secretary of the Environment says the state's air quality suffers because of the nitrogen oxide emissions from other states. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,612, the NASDAQ at 6,390. Sports, the Nationals take on the Diamondbacks in Arizona tonight. The Orioles extend their winning streak by sweeping the Texas Rangers. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's the deal.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
This is a show that is open and welcome to both parties, Republicans and Democrats.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3-6.
Let's have that conversation.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Traffic update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. Busy morning. We'll begin in Prince George's County again. A reminder to 10 Indian Head Highway shut down between Palmer Road and Livingston Road. That's due to accident investigation. Detours are set in place. So plan for the extra time and the workaround there. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Better and Laurel crash cleared northbound side near 197. Still watch for accident activity slowing us on the top side from New Hampshire Avenue right to the exit for University Boulevard where you can see the crash. 270, no major problems to report. New problem is going to be on 15 south of Point of Rocks. Southbound direction of 15 looks like they're stopping traffic due to the crash. We'll have to alternate there if that northbound lane is accessible. And hang on, one more item, 395 in Landmark. Still have the right lane blocked as you come up to Seminary Road for the crash. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory is in effect again today. Partly cloudy with a high near 95 and a partly cloudy sky tonight with a low of 79. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Dumfries, 75 in Beltsville, 84 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. How one homeowner's DIY fire sprinkler system saved her home from a wildfire. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Morning 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And yes, it is Friday morning. Joining us later in the show, we have a lot of guests coming up. At 7:15, it's Spencer Brown with the Young Americas Foundation to discuss Ben Shapiro being barred from speaking at Berkeley because, you know, they've solved all of those problems. 7:35, Jonna Spilbor will be with us. She's a legal analyst to give us the rundown on OJ. And at 8:05, it's Christian Toto, film critic. Find out what's coming up for the summer movie. That's always a good time to see some really good movies. So we're going to find out what's coming out. I'm Mary Walter, sitting next to Vince Colonese.
You know, James Bond.
Oh, Bond. James Bond.
Needs no introduction. But you may need an explanation if when you go to the movie theater, all of a sudden James Bond is being played by a woman. It turns out Hollywood has been fascinated with obviously putting women in a lot of action roles. I feel like over the last few years, especially over the last decade, we've seen the lead in like tons of action movies all of a sudden become women. And you think like The Hunger Games and like movie after movie after movie where it's like the woman is the lead role in an action film. That's becoming more and more regular, and it's kind of a mixture of, like, it's cool to see something different, but it's also a Hollywood's push to sort of have a PC response to our conception of an action film, of having a man in the lead role. Well, now there's talk about the next James Bond potentially being a woman. Right now, Daniel Craig, who's played the role for a while, is set to star yet again in another film after previously saying that he'd rather break a glass and cut himself then play in a film again as James Bond. Then they offered him a huge check, and he said, I would love to be the next James Bond again. Now there's talk that maybe a woman could do it. Chris Hemsworth, who starred in a movie called The Huntsman, Snow White and the Huntsman, with Charlize Theron, has said that Charlize could be the next James Bond. He said she embodies every sort of ounce of strength and nobility and dignity and integrity that the character should have. She's smart as hell, Hemsworth says. She's physically able. Watching her in those fight scenes, doing it in high heels, by the way, and an 8-foot-long gown, was even more impressive. And for her part, Charlize Theron responded that it was, wow, that's just so insanely generous and nice. That's really sweet that Chris Hemsworth would say that. Meanwhile, Barbara Broccoli, who is a producer of the Bond films, has even said in answering questions that, look, it's like Hamlet, who has been played by a variety of different people, including women. So presumably Bond could be. But right now she's wedded to having Daniel Craig continue in the role. Roger Moore, famous James Bond, he says, look, maybe you could have a Jane Bond, but that would need to be like a separate role entirely. That would need to be like a different character. Because James Bond is James Bond. You can't change that. What do you think? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Are you ready for a female James Bond? Are you ready for a woman to play one of the most iconic male roles of all time?
Can I do something for you, Mr. Bond?
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Martini shake. Well, actually, I'm looking for this summer. We'll talk to our guest Christian Toto about this. I heard they're remaking Little Women with Bruce Jenner in the lead. So that'll be the next thing.
He's a big woman, I think.
Yeah, Bruce Jenner and Jazz from I Am Jazz on TLC. This is insane. You know, it's like Hollywood has run out of ideas. They've run out of ideas approximately 10 years ago, maybe 15. And so now they just remake everything. They'll remake a movie that was made 5 years ago. It's ridiculous. This is why people wonder how come, you know, how I don't go to the movies. I don't go because it's expensive. Number one, what are they now? $15 a ticket to go to the movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Approximately between.
Yeah. Throw on some 3D glasses and
$12,
$15. An extra big screen. All of a sudden, you're paying $20-something for a film.
Yeah, and I may go and not like it. Whereas I know I can spend $20 a person and go to a restaurant and get a good meal that I like. So I don't go to the movies. We haven't. The last movie we saw was actually Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America. I think that was the last movie we saw. That was the last movie we went to go see.
That one featured a woman.
Yes, it did. In a starring role.
But she wore a pantsuit, in fairness, so, you know, it balances it out.
It was a crime thriller, actually, too. This is why I just think this is so ridiculous that we have to recast everything and we have to rewrite everything. And then there'll be the outcry. Well, you know, they're all white, so now we have to have a black James Bond, an Asian James Bond, a Hispanic James Bond. We'll go through all that. Then we need the transgender. It's ridiculous.
This is how we got the all-female Ghostbusters, by the way.
Which was such a hit.
It did excellent.
It was wonderful. It was one of the best movies ever.
Let me go to Kevin, who's in Springfield. You're first up on Mornings on the Mall this morning. Kevin, you ready for a female James Bond?
Pretty much, yeah. Or I should say, there's a theory with all the other James Bonds that it's a code name, so there's no reason to protest it.
No,
that's a theory. First of all, no one's going to protest it because that's not what conservatives do. That's number one. Won't go to see it. That's number one. But number two, it's a theory. But James Bond was written as James Bond. There's got to be good scripts out there to someone can make an original movie.
But Kevin, you don't see this as a man's role. I mean, the character is sort of defined by especially promiscuity, just like sleeping with women, you know, carrying on. I mean, it's the role was built for a guy, right?
But why is a man defined by promiscuity?
Well,
good question.
It's way cooler for a guy to do it than a girl to do it.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Have you ever considered
why?
It's just the cultural standard here. It's the norm. That's right. The Bond character is defined by this.
Well, the Bond character, but that's two different questions. I think that was an excellent question.
It was a good question, but...
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't answer it, just saying.
No, the culture, if it wants to reckon with that question, it can, but men and women agree. There's a standard here, and a double standard.
Yep.
That we've all sort of, you know, signed up for.
No, we didn't all sign up for that, but go ahead.
So do you like James Bond?
No, I'm not a fan. I don't want to.
Because
watch
of his promiscuity? That's your holdup?
No, it really isn't. Like I said, I think we've already established that I don't pay for movies.
Okay, so if it was playing for free outside your home.
Oh, well, yeah. If I don't have. And there's no commuting and I could just keep running back in to go to the bathroom and stuff, sure.
Okay. So not a tremendous James Bond fan here we're dealing with.
No, I'm not. But that doesn't negate the fact that I think this is ridiculous.
No, I'm still hung up on the fact that you don't think James Bond should be sleeping with a bunch of women.
No, I didn't say that. Oh, that's how this is going to go. Okay.
All right. I want to find out what you think in just a moment. Should James Bond be played by a woman? Is he defined as a male character? Yes. And what do you think the next step should be for Bond? And has Hollywood run out of ideas? Answer all of those questions for me when we return. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's head to Virginia this time. We'll start in the Point of Rocks area, south of Point of Rocks on Route 15. Traffic stopped right near Cherry Spring Lane due to the crash. Watch for police at the scene of the incident there, obviously. 395 still have the right lane blocked in Landmark, northbound side. 395 near Seminary Road, crash cleanup. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, still distracted with the crash on the exit ramp to University Boulevard. Delays right as you come off of 95. So watch for that up ahead for the stop and go. And of course, the big story of the morning will continue to be the accident investigation. For several hours, police expect this to be shut down. 210 Indian Head Highway between Palmer Road and Livingston Road. Seeing those alternates and the detour points getting very slow, so plan for the extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, be careful out there. Don't get crazy. You're not James Bond. It's going to be in the triple digits today with the heat advisory. It's a mix of clouds and sun, a high near 95 degrees with that crazy heat index today. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, a low of 79. And tomorrow, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 96. Currently in the nation's capital, 84 degrees, 6:16 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Mr. Goldfinger.
You get your clothes on. I'll buy you an ice cream.
There's that James Bond. I think that just works, right? It just works having a guy do it. Should a woman play James Bond? That's the chatter in Hollywood today. Some openness to that. Let's find out what you think. Let's go to Russ in Round Hill. Russ, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Female James Bond. Are you ready for her?
There are certain things that you don't mess with in this world. Coca-Cola made the mistake of changing their formula, and look how bad that went when they went with New Coke. Now they're talking about making James Bond a Jane Bond or something else. Is James going to become a lesbian and fool around with other women, or are we going to have little James Bond boys, Bond boys, traipsing across the beach? I mean, it's ridiculous. There are certain things that you just don't change.
Yeah, a bunch of guys running in slow-mo on the beach.
Character specifically so that it was based on people he worked with in the British Secret Service during World War II that were badass men. There are badass women, too, but, come up with a new character. It's the same thing with the complaints that were made in the reviews about this new movie, Dunkirk. That there weren't enough women and there weren't enough people of color in that film. Well, right. You know what? It was historically accurate.
Yeah, it's a story about about a world war when the soldiers were all men.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one, too. It's just ridiculous. You're right, Russ. Come up with something new.
Let's go to David, who I think has a similar point. And Sterling, good morning, David. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, folks. I think this shows a complete lack of imagination because back when James Bond came to prominence, there was a female counterpart named Modesty Blaise. They didn't work together, but she was every bit as cool as he was. She knew karate. She took down the bad guys. She was an international traveler. She wasn't as promiscuous as he was, but she was definitely cool.
Yeah, and there's plenty of cool characters. Carmen Sandiego, how about that? she's all over the place, that Carmen.
Where is she, actually? No one knows. She's an international woman of mystery.
Yeah. Let's go to Cruz in Alexandria up next this morning. Cruz, we're talking about the chance of a woman playing James Bond.
Yeah, they have these movies already. Angelina Jolie's done a good job with Salt, some other ones.
the differences would be if she's promiscuous. I think the way it works in my mind, men can appreciate another man's conquest of a beautiful woman, and women enjoy the seduction on, you know, the one-liners across the screen. I don't know if that's going to translate grabbing males when they have her doing one-liners on, you know, like the other caller said, beach bond men or whatever that is. So
yeah,
I'd like to see it just because it would be different, and I like the special effects, but I don't know. Unless they go down that route, it's not going to be any different.
I'm not under the impression that women are all for seeing a movie with a woman seducing a bunch of men either.
Yeah, I just think that, and to your point before, there are stereotypes that exist in society, and that doesn't play into the stereotype, and that's that.
At all. And it's not cool. It's not cool. That's the point. James Bond needs to be cool. Let's go to Alan in Mount Airy. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. I don't like the idea of a female James Bond and other females playing the male character that's always been since we've been watching them on TV and such. It's like I'm a Doctor Whovian fan, and I just heard last week that the new Doctor Who is going to be a female.
Right.
I just can't see it after decades and decades and decades of a Doctor Who being a male, all of a sudden he turned into a female. It just don't make sense. And the way they're pushing things, the media and Hollywood is pushing things on us to make changes. It just don't make sense.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people pointed out already this morning that this is a lack of imagination and that Hollywood has run out of ideas. And what they're doing is just taking popular and successful enterprises, things that have already succeeded monetarily, and just saying, let's add a new element. Let's change the main character to be a minority. Let's change the main character to be a woman. Let's just add this new element. Maybe that'll be enough to draw people in. But in the end, I think people just like... the reason they like these films is because they stay true to a formula, and they'll continue to succeed on that basis. Don't mess with a good thing. That's my view. 622 on WMAL.
If you could get out of your timeshare safely and legitimately, would you? Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a complete refund. Call 844-928-EXIT. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
If you want to increase the value of your home, and we all want to increase the value of our home, one of the best things you can do, most successful things you can do, is install new flooring in your home. You want it to be quality, you don't want it to be a lot of hassle, and you want it to be affordable. So you need to check out 50 Floor. One of their knowledgeable consultants will come to your home on your schedule, and they will help you find the perfect flooring. You get to see how the samples look in your home, with your lighting, with your furniture, with your cabinets. They'll make recommendations for the best products to fit your lifestyle based on your unique needs and your budget. And installation, this is the no hassle part, couldn't even be easier, because 50 Floor comes to your home and moves all your furniture for you. But you have to hurry, because now through the end of July, listen to this, you're going to get a great deal. 60% off all carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. So schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. Now, when you call 887-50-FLOOR and you use the promo code WMAL, they'll give you an additional $100 discount. So that's $100 off in addition to 60% savings, but only during the month of July. Details and licensure at 50floor.com. That's 50floor.com.
It's 5 o'clock. While lots of people in Washington are going home, we're still working to help you. Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a Comcast technician in the greater Washington, D.C. area.
What a day, right?
Yeah. Any plans tonight?
Going home to get my internet installed and then have dinner with a friend.
Comcast comes out after 5?
Yes, they do, which is nice because that's when I'm available, right?
That makes so much sense.
We know you're busy. That's why we offer evening and weekend appointments so we can be there to help when it's convenient for you.
But how will you have time for dinner with your friend? Won't you have to wait around all night?
No.
We'll give you a 2-hour appointment window, so you won't have to wait around for me. And if I am late for some reason, you'll get a $20 credit on your next statement. Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around.
Well, enjoy your dinner.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Gaithersburg or Thursday in Tysons. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, it's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A busy Friday morning. Thank goodness it's Friday. Update is brought to you by AAA. Here we go, 395. We've had this three-car crash in the Landmark area, and I'm just seeing the first of the vehicles come by in the right lane. VDOT trucks are there. They're backing up off the shoulder. They picked up the last cones. Just use caution as you approach Seminary Road toward King Street. Again, looks like they're just about to have everything reopened here in all lanes. Are accessible. Now, this literally just happened. Now, still dealing with problems around the region. Let's go out to Point of Rocks on Route 15, south of Point of Rocks at Cherry Spring Lane. That's where we have the crash that had stopped traffic there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway on the exit ramp to get onto University Boulevard. That's where we had the crash slowing from I-95, but you can get by. Accident investigation ongoing. A terrible overnight crash on 210 Indian Head Highway, and it's shut down between Palmer Road and Livingston Road, so plan ahead. All these alternates already picking up tons of delays if you're using any of the roads such as Old Fort Road, Livingston Road, plan for the extra time. Now, when your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road quickly, and that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com and sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory is in effect again today. Partly cloudy with a high near 95 and a partly cloudy sky tonight with a low of 79. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 626. We're trying to assess whether or not it's possible that a woman could play James Bond. Let's go to Melissa in Winchester. Good morning, Melissa. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. How are y'all this
Excellent.
Morning?
Excellent. What do you think?
So, yes, very much so. She needs to be a woman. She needs to be the love child of Pussy Galore and James Bond, and she needs to be badass.
Well, I didn't know you could say that word on the radio, but it turns out that that is a fictional character that does exist in the movie Goldfinger.
Well, that's right. So that's a real name.
That is a real name.
Exactly.
Or
and she was close badass. As we can get.
That's awesome. Well, that would stay in tune with the lore of the film. You could just make a spinoff of what's happened with their child.
I can actually live with that.
Okay. That's a fair compromise. Let's let's go to Mike in New Windsor, too. He's got a good idea for this. Mike, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, I think I agree with her. The spinoff part would be fine with me. But otherwise, I mean, just think about, you know, where's she going to get a soy latte and a vegan burger in the French Riviera?
Excellent point. It's very difficult. And it's tough to look cool with a vegan burger, I got to admit. 628 now on WMAL.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Well, as everyone's trying to reinvent James Bond, the Democratic Party is trying to reinvent itself. They've got a new slogan, which is hilarious. We're going to tell you what the slogan is here in a second, but I will say the chances that they're going to stay with this thing, very slim, very slim. This thing's not going to last more than 48 hours. But while we're inside the window of opportunity, we'll discuss. When we return, 6:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. There's been a fatal crash on Indian Head Highway in Prince George's County overnight, and that is causing a big traffic problem this morning. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, what's the latest word?
Well, the closure continues. Prince George's police are still sticking with the estimated time of 8 o'clock for maybe getting some lanes reopened, but this is a major issue here and a lot going on at the scene of this double fatal crash on 210 Indian Head Highway, shut down between Palmer Road and Livingston Road. I'll have more coming up in the traffic report.
Future Loudoun County supervisors will be making lots more money than the current ones are. On a 5-4 vote last night, the Board of Supervisors voted to raise their pay 62% starting in 2020. Come October, O.J. Simpson will be a free man. The former NFL star has been granted parole after serving nearly 9 years in a Nevada prison. This fall, Montgomery County will double the number of school buses outfitted with cameras to catch drivers who illegally pass stopped buses. Police Captain Tom Didone says in the last school year, more than 16,000 drivers were ticketed.
We're focusing on this. I mean, if they're passing that many kids and school buses, everyone is a potential, you know, lifetime tragedy.
They plan to have 500 buses with cameras by the beginning of the upcoming school year and eventually cameras on 1,000 buses. A dog that disappeared after her owner, an Arlington man, was killed in a highway wreck 10 days ago, has now been found in North Carolina. Nellie, a pit bull who belonged to 57-year-old William Schlesinger of Arlington, was killed in a crash July 10th on I-95 in North Carolina. Nellie had a broken leg and was covered in bug bites when she was found, but she's now being treated in Fayetteville at a veterinary clinic. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,612, the Nasdaq at 6390. Sports, the Nationals open a weekend series against the Arizona Diamondbacks on the road tonight. The Orioles win again, beating the Rangers for their fourth straight win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viraggio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to MervisDiamond.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? With Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at FortinetFederal.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about selling your home. All sellers have certain things in common. They want top dollar. They want to move as easy as possible. Wouldn't you like to have the assurance of a guaranteed sale and an easy move? You can. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed, in writing. If you're a home seller working with the Reynolds team, they may already have your home sold to one of their 5,500 ready home buyers in their waiting program. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. That's what Roger and Angela did. They called the Reynolds team. Using their database of ready buyers and pre-marketing their home, Debbie and Sarah sold their home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. Get the Reynolds team working for you. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Definitely have some busy areas this morning. And again, to recap, 210 Indian Head Highway remains closed each direction between Palmer Road and Livingston Road. Had a double fatal crash overnight. Vehicle traveling northbound in the southbound lanes. So investigation quite lengthy here. And the bailout routes, you need extra time on Oxon Hill Road, Livingston Road, Palmer Road. So plan ahead. Once you get up to the Beltway, with all that workaround, it does take some of that pressure off heading to the Wilson Bridge. A little bit of the stop and go near 210, 295 northbound there, the Suitland Parkway. Oh, it looks like they have the broken down car now out of the travel lanes. That's getting a little bit better. 395 still hung up between Edsel Road and heading past Seminary Road, but the crash is cleared, so good news there on 395. And in the Luckett's area, Route 15, actually south of Point of Rocks, right near Cherry Street, that's where crews are doing their best, or Cherry Spring Lane, I should say, to alternate traffic around that accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory is in effect again today. It's going to be hot and humid with a mix of clouds and sun at a high of 95. The heat index into the triple digits. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. Then some scattered thunderstorms during the weekend with highs in the low to mid 90s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Chantilly, 75 in Bethesda, 82 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Friday morning. Joining us at 715 is Spencer Brown with the Young Americas Foundation to talk about Ben Shapiro being banned from speaking yet again. At 735, it's Jonna Spilbor, who is a legal analyst. She'll give us an update on the O.J. Simpson release, parole, the juice is loose. At 805, Christian Toto, film critic. Let's find out what's coming up film-wise this summer. I'm Mary Walter, along with Vince Colanese.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Oh, thank you, Dean, for bringing us in here.
When the world...
Pretty funny, you'll understand why we're playing this song in a moment. The Democratic Party has spent months assessing what went wrong in the 2016 election. They've just been hemming and hawing over trying to figure it out. They've been focus grouping, they've been polling, they've been doing internal deliberations, and after all that time, they've finally crafted a new slogan that they think is going to win over the hearts and minds of the average American voter. This is pretty big. It's been really, Jeff Stein, he's a reporter with Vox. He obtained the new Democratic Party slogan, and this is it. You might be hearing this for the first time today, and I want to. This is a big moment, so we're going to release this now. Ready? A better deal, better skills, better jobs, better wages.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
I'm sorry, no, it's just, sorry. I don't know if it went, if that was supposed to be it. It's, all right, Mike. A better deal, better skills, better jobs, better wages.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, so yeah, they've quickly received the commensurate mockery that comes with basically stealing Papa John's slogan for your own party.
Well, it's not like they ever. Isn't that what they're known for? We steal. We just take other people's money, other people's ideas, other people's stuff, and we give it to somebody else. I have a motto for them.
Oh.
Democrats, we'll make sure Long Island does not tip over.
Yeah, Long Island. It's Guam they're really concerned about. Guam.
Hey,
capsizing.
They've got Representative Hank Johnson on the case. So he will make sure that there's not too much building on one side of Long Island that could possibly have it tip over. They'll do the same for Rhode Island, Manhattan, all the islands off the coast. They'll make sure your island does not tip over.
Well, actually, that's an interesting question. Do you have a better idea for what the Democratic Party's slogan should be? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. What should the Democratic Party use as its slogan? This one, crafted again after months of deliberation, apparently, for the party trying to figure out, you know, what connects with people. It's good to see them going in a worker direction because that seemed to be their vulnerability during the election. They're talking about jobs, wages, skills. Oh, it's a meritocracy, by the way. Better skills? So you actually have to be skilled. If you're skilled, then you can get a better job and you can get better wages. It's almost a conservative message. Coming out of the Democratic Party.
Democrats taking other people's stuff for over 200 years. No?
Doesn't have the ring.
It doesn't have the ring?
That thing.
Do you
that
have to fit
really
it on a
resonates.
Bumper sticker or a t-shirt? And there's obviously needs to be some kind of alliterative theme.
Also, better is like kind of like settling. Like, not great, but better. We're better.
But wait, you know what? They mocked President Trump for saying, make America great again. Well, that assumes that America isn't great. Well, by saying better, that assumes that it's not good now, right? Aren't they guilty then of the same thing that they accused President Trump of?
Right, yeah. America's already great.
But now we're going to make it better.
What about something like Democrats? We're not just Hillary.
Or Maxine.
Yeah, we just let's be honest. Okay, guys, I want you to know we're not just Hillary.
We're not as crazy as we appear to be. We're not as crazy as Auntie Maxine and Nancy Pelosi.
Let's go to John in Fredericksburg, who's got some idea about this. John, what should the Democratic Party's slogan be?
Better BS, fake promises.
Better, sorry, repeat that. I was laughing through the first part of it.
Better BS, faker promises.
There you go, faker promises.
Better lies.
Yeah.
Better. Well, they do have the lies down. Better obstruction. We'll obstruct for you.
Yes. The Democratic Party. Fewer Pinocchios, according to the fake news.
That's hilarious.
So they're testing this out. They'd like to resonate with people. I love the Papa John's connection, of course.
I do love that it took them 6 months of research to come up and focus grouping to come up with this.
Well,
this slogan.
They only control 31% of state legislative bodies. They don't control any of the federal chambers now. They don't have the presidency. They don't have the House. They don't have the Senate. So their view is like, hey, we need to do something. So they're starting from the bottom, which is let's just have a cool slogan. And it's not I'm with her. It's on its way to something better. Literally, a better deal, better skills, better jobs, better wages, and
better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
And it's got music too to it.
I love that. I love that. 6:43 now on WMAL.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
you have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
All right, 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, we're following the theme of the week, George Washington Parkway with a crash northbound side. All right, here's what you need to know. If you're coming northbound, say out of the Georgetown area and heading past the overlooks up ahead, well up ahead, you have a crash before you get to Route 123 if heading up toward the CIA. Delays in each direction, just crawling here to get by this accident. Just are still having response heading there, GW Parkway. Now on the inner loop of the Virginia Beltway before you get to Braddock Road for the crash, accident cleared on 395. Now it's about clearing out those delays as you come off the Beltway through the landmark area. Out in Luckett, south of Point of Rocks, Route 15 at Cherry Spring Lane. Police trying to alternate traffic around the crash there. And in case you didn't hear, we had an unfortunate, terrible crash overnight in Prince George's County, and Route 210 Indian Head Highway remains closed with accident investigation. It's shut down between Palmer Road and Livingston Road in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory is in effect again today. It's going to be hot and humid with a mix of clouds and sun at a high of 95. The heat index into the triple digits. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. Then some scattered thunderstorms during the weekend with highs in the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 84 degrees, 646 on WMAL. The Democratic Party has spent months focus grouping, polling, internal deliberations, conversations, phone calls, texts, tweets, messenger pigeons. They've ultimately come up with this. This is their slogan. A better deal, better skills, better jobs, better wages.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
All right, so what do you think? What should the Democratic Party slogan be? Let's go to...
There's so many good ones.
Let's go to line six. This is Ben in Culpeper. Good morning, Ben. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning.
So what do you think the party slogan should be?
I'm thinking it should be kind of like a homeless guy sign. Like, it should be written on cardboard. It should say, "We'll obstruct for food." But just... I was also going to say that a few months ago, they had this seminar where they had to learn how to talk to regular people. I think that's what this came out of.
No, to talk to... That was... Really? I missed the regular people seminar, but I love that.
It was hilarious. Chris Blair was talking about it. You can Google it.
I'm going to find out. In fact, I'll even ask him. I have the luxury of seeing that guy occasionally. Thank you very much, Ben. I appreciate that. Let's go to Scott and Frederick. Good morning, Scott. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What should the Democratic Party's new slogan be?
I believe the new slogan should be, embrace socialism. We'll take care of you. Trust us.
Socialism.
Trust us. That. That's awesome.
So they got to be honest is what you're saying. Okay. All right, a little honesty.
I like the trust us at the end. Trust us, period.
Yeah.
Just trust us, period.
Yeah. Just trust us. We're right behind you. Greg and Alexandra, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning. What's your idea for the Democratic Party?
Good morning. I'd like to place an order. Better mushrooms, better pepperoni, better onions. And they love their drones. I want drone delivery.
Oh, yeah. Drone delivery. So you can get some of that pizza.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
What? By the way, if it wasn't for the prohibition against, like, giving people stuff in order to get them to vote for you, like, which I guess is sort of the Democratic Party thing, I'd be all for pizza for politics. Boy, would you earn my vote that way.
I know someone who was very honest in telling me that he would get paid with, and the Democrats would give him walking around money to give people to get them to the polls on election day in Philadelphia. He just walked around Philadelphia with pockets full of cash to pay people to go to the polls.
Well, there you go. Cheesesteaks for votes.
Yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to give people stuff, but what we know they do, so why not?
That would be effective. Actually, I'll tell you what. When I was in Philly, I went to the Democratic National Convention and found out there they didn't have a good slogan. And I was speaking to the helpful tip people there, and I was asking, where should I go, Pat's or Geno's? I want to get a cheesesteak. I realized there are better cheesesteak places, but I want to go Pat's or Geno's. Where should I head? And they were all Democrats, and they said, whatever you do, do not go to Geno's. And I was like, why? They're like, they make you order in English. I was like, what? I'm like, okay, but that's not the question I asked you. Which one's a better cheesesteak? And they're like, don't go to Geno's. They make you order in English. Do not go to Geno's. So I wasn't even satisfied. I left without an answer to my question, which is superior, Pat's or Geno's? So just out of sheer aggression, I went right to Geno's.
That, to me, is a no-brainer. As soon as they told me that, I would have been like, oh, then I'm going to Geno's.
They make you order in English? That rules it out? It was a fantastic cheesesteak. So anyway, forget your cheesesteak recommendations. Work on a new slogan, okay, Democratic Party? Just fix this thing. It needs to be fixed. 6:50 now on WMAL.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
The Zero Res Summer Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Book online at ZeroResDC.com.
No money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates. You decide. And for July only, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until 2018. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right? The Window Man can.
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options and save even more with UMUC's open education resources. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
It was summer when I found you. I noticed your strong arm, your easy approach, how attractive your interest was. And while all the others were good for just a year, you would stay true for 5 years. What a mortgage.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Irresistible.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
6:53 now. It's time to check in on how your money is doing. Let's go to Peter Scheck at the CNBC News Desk.
And a happy Friday morning to you. Futures are trading lower this morning after starting out higher. Wall Street seeking to finish up what could be a third consecutive week of gains, but that's now in question. Markets in Europe turning lower after starting out higher, and Asia ended the day mixed. Crude oil, also like futures, trading lower right now after starting out higher. We'll look for some gains in the stock of Visa today. The credit card issuer's profits beat forecast. More people people spent more money using their cards, and we saw something similar from American Express earlier in the week. Among the earnings reports out this morning, General Electric, which you may know is the longest-standing member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, its quarterly profit came in above analyst estimates. New at the movie box office this weekend, the World War II drama Dunkirk, that comes from Warner Brothers, and it's already getting a lot of Oscar buzz, and Universal's Girls Trip. I'm Peter Schachnow, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
Vince, I have better news for our 210
yes.
commuters. I know, thank goodness. And this happened a little bit earlier than they thought. Reopened are the northbound lanes of 210 Indian Head Highway that had been closed at Palmer Road heading up toward the Beltway. However, just to note, southbound side remains shut down between Livingston Road and Palmer Road. Again, ongoing accident investigation. The crash happened along the southbound side where a car was traveling in the northbound lane. So very tough investigation still underway. But again, 210 northbound open. So now traffic can filter through. On the George Washington Parkway, oh boy, it's tough here with this accident. Northbound side before you get up to 123, jam near the overlooks. On 395, accident had been at Seminary Road, still slow there. And on the inner loop before Braddock Road, or before Little River Turnpike, excuse me, for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory is going to be in effect again today with a high to 95 and a triple-digit heat index under a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79, and then some scattered thunderstorms during the weekend with highs in the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 84 degrees, 656 on WMAL.
Yes, one O.J. Simpson. Remember him?
He's yes, back I remember
in the
him.
News. O.J. Simpson is free. He's singing that song today. I'm free. Well, he's technically not free yet.
Not yet, but he's on his way.
Yeah, notice I did not use the hackneyed the juice is loose.
Well, that's because I used it like a half dozen times.
That's why I chose not to.
I used up our quota of cliche nonsense.
Yeah, I thought it was a little overdone and cliche and nonsense. Thank you. O.J. 70 years old in his hearing. You saw him yesterday. A lot of people were watching it yesterday. I didn't realize it was remote. Did you? It was a remote thing, right? Because
yeah.
he's in Nevada.
He was in a separate location.
Huh? Oh, Mike watched it. Yeah, so he was struggling to compose himself. They delivered their verdict. I was looking for the exact same face that he made when he was when he got the verdict in the Nicole Brown Simpson Ron Goldman murder case. Remember that look? He looked up and said, "Thank you," and he's crying and everything. There was one comment in particular that O.J. Simpson made at the hearing. And a lot of people are commenting on what he had to say because they were asking him questions about whether he's ready to be paroled, if he had adhered to all the strictures of his parole. Did he complete courses he was supposed to complete? I want you to listen to what he had to say, and I'll tell you why people are commenting on it.
I've always thought I've been pretty good with people, and I've basically spent a conflict-free life. You know, I'm not a guy that ever got into fights on the street and with the public and everybody.
Why would people be reacting to that, Mary?
I never got in a fight on the street with the public. No, but apparently you got in plenty of fights with your wife, because how many times were the cops called to the house on domestic violence calls?
Yeah, and there were pictures of her bruised up face published from 1989.
Yeah, so it's pretty conflicty. So he's really getting hammered in the court of public opinion for that one.
He may have a very narrow definition of the word conflict.
Yeah, what I also thought was interesting was that, where is this, from CNN, I have it. Oh, darn it.
I was so struck. Right here. I was so struck by the fact that he was such an energetic accused murderer yesterday. He was popping off at times, kind of emotional, contrite. He, like, did the full range of emotions for that parole hearing.
Well, Jeffrey Toobin, who works for CNN, he's the author of The Run of His Life, The People versus O.J. Simpson. He said he was not convinced of O.J.'s show of contrition. He said even his apology was a justification for what happened in the hotel room. He said even his apology was, well, this is what happened, this is why it happened. And he questioned how he can reconcile his claim to have led a conflict-free life.
Excellent.
Knowing that he's been a wife beater. It's amazing. So, yeah, O.J.
Wife murderer.
Well, that's what a lot of people, the court of public opinion does seem to think that he has a couple of lives on his hands. But he will be out, and he plans on going to Florida.
Oh, well, good for him. You just made parole. Where are you going to go now?
Florida. Yay!
Congratulations, O.J. Simpson. Crazy. Here's what's coming up, though, on Mornings on the Mall.
Spencer Brown will be joining us. Spencer's with the Young Americas Foundation to discuss Berkeley.